proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We continue our study of the symbols of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament by focusing our attention upon the Levitical offerings. In the opening chapters of Leviticus, God directed the Israelites to bring 5 varieties of offerings to him. Each of these sacrifices foreshadowed some aspect of either the person or the work of Jesus Christ. In this session, we will look at the burnt offering and the meat offering. According to the first chapter of Leviticus, the burnt offering functioned as, quote, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord, unquote. Another verse found in Leviticus chapter 6 added that the fire for the burnt offering blazed for the entire night. Paul, in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, spoke about how Jesus Christ, quote, hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, unquote. For the burnt offering, God required that the sacrificial fires consume the entire sacrifice, except for the skin, which the priest received. The author of Psalm 40 emphasized the total dedication of the coming Messiah, quoting him as saying, quote, I delight to do thy will, O my God, unquote. Jesus Christ echoed that sentiment when he told his disciples in John chapter 4 that, quote, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work, unquote. The person making the burnt offering placed his hand on the head of the sacrifice, symbolically transferring his sin to that animal. The prophet Isaiah foretold that the coming Messiah would, quote, bear the sin of many, unquote. In 1 Peter chapter 2, the apostle connected that passage in Isaiah with the sufferings of Jesus Christ, who, in his words, quote, bear our sins in his own body on the tree, unquote. The meat offering is found in Leviticus chapter number 2. It actually should be referred to as the meal offering, since it did not contain any shed blood or meat. The priests burned part of the meat offering and kept a portion of it for themselves. The meat offering consisted of fine flour, mingled with oil and frankincense. The meat offering could not contain any leaven. Each of those elements mentioned above had a special significance in connection with Jesus Christ. The fine flour in the meat offering represented the Savior's sinless life. When Jesus Christ challenged his adversaries in the 8th chapter of John, he exclaimed, which of you convicteth me of sin? None of his audience members could do so. The oil in the meat offering represented the Holy Spirit, who filled and empowered the Savior. While attending the synagogue at Nazareth, according to Luke chapter 4, Jesus Christ opened his discourse by exclaiming, quote, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, unquote. Frankincense comprised one of the elements of that special oil composed for the sanctuary, as described in Exodus chapter 30. The frankincense that formed part of the meat offering denoted the holiness of the Savior's character, a holiness which derived from his perfect obedience to his heavenly Father. As the Lord stated in John chapter 8, quote, I do always those things which please him, unquote. The meat offering could not contain any leaven. Leaven in the Bible functions as a type of sin. Thus, the absence of leaven in the meat offering spoke to the sinlessness of Jesus Christ, one who, quote, did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, unquote. Jesus Christ, as the sinless Son of God, serves as the offering between God and man. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.